You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Say the first plague that Hashem decided to bring in Mitzrayim, what was the first one?
Dam.
Yeah, right, the blood. So why Hashem picked blood?
Because Harod made the kids of the crew to lose blood. He was taking the blood of them to bathe in it.
So one reason was that because he had leprosy, so he would relieve himself by taking a bath by the blood of children. So that was one of the reasons that Hashem brought dam to Mitzrayim. Other things. Any other reason? Or that's it.
That was the main reason.
That's the main reason. But there was a secondary reason, or?
He wanted
the machine that could do the same thing. Hashem showed them that what you do is nonsense.
The frog didn't do.
Hashem wanted to attack to the...
It did? Okay.
Hashem wanted to attack to the Nile because Pharaoh was thinking that is the Hashem of it.
So they worship the Nile. So now Hashem hit their whatever that they felt that it's source of their blessing. That's they worshipped. So now here the pasuk says an interesting thing. It says Vehu Dam, and then it says Vehayadam. So first it says Vehu Dam b'Misraim, and then it says Vehaya Dam b'Chol Eretz Misraim. So they ask, what does it mean? Vehu Dam Vehaya Dam. So the Midrash brings an interesting thing. Look, let's say a Yehudi with his Egyptian neighbor, so they were having what is this cold drinks called? Slippery. The cold drink, the icy drink. I see. Yeah. So, like, let's say the Mitzri had a straw in the cup, and Yehudi also had a straw in the cup. So they both were drinking at the same time. So how would they look, the drink?
Half was blood, half was water.
Which half was water?
The
Yehudi. How would this happen? The half is water, the other half is blood. Oh, Hashem knew who's drinking what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's amazing. So Hashem exactly knew which side that the Yehudi is drinking and which side the Mitzri is drinking. Wow. Isn't that something? Hashem knows a lot of things, you know. Wow. It's amazing. So now here, it says, Vehudam, whenever we have Vayahi, that's sad news. So for Mitzri was a sad news because he wanted to have some lemonade and then it would turn to blood. Vehayadam is a good news, it's happy news. For the Yehudi, state water. And not only that, so then if the Mitzri would pay the Yehudi, what would happen? It depends how much you would pay. You know, usually the Jews, they don't charge too much. You know, like $500 a glass of water. So if he would pay, so then it would stay water. So that means, actually, the main reason that Hashem brought blood to Mitzrayim for the Yehudim to get rich, that was the main reason. Because he know, you know, the Yehudi doesn't mind to have money. Not that he loves money, but he doesn't mind. You know, if it happens, he doesn't mind. So that's why Hashem brought blood to Mitzrayim. So Yehudi would make some
extra money.
Business.
Yeah.
Some business. So now here we see that the Muslim, they did the same thing.
They did, but that doesn't mean anything. It just was artificial.
Why would you do such a thing?
They want to show that we have that kind of power.
But you make things worse, no?
Yeah. No?
They also... They brought semi, it looked like a blood, but it was not exactly blood, but they did the same thing, honest. Why would you do such a thing?
Say that our God is powerful too.
Now what kind of mentality is it? Why don't you to make things better?
Somebody who worships idol is not, doesn't have the right mentality, so you cannot expect him to do the right thing.
You don't have logic? Forget about the mentality. You have logic or not?
What kind of logic is there when they worship a piece of wood or a piece of iron, something that they made themselves?
Well, you believe that it's doing something. And many, you know, they believe that the tree can, you know, be the source of worship, they make a statue, no. But here, you have your logic. So if things are, you know, out of control, why do you make it worse?
They tried to make water, but it was beyond their capability. So they tried to imitate the Jews.
Now, let's say you see a spot on the table. What do you do when you see a spot on the table?
Clean.
You know how to clean?
Yeah.
Yeah? How do you clean? But, you know, many times, you know, you notice people that when, like, let's say, they try to clean the table, then the floor becomes dirty. Or the shoes becomes dirty. Or their hand becomes dirty.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know people like that?
Oh, no. They think they clean the table. They make more mess. It's easier to clean the table than the floor.
So, good. Now, let's say what has to do anything with us. Okay, so now here we see the Midrash says the Chartumei, the magician, sorcery staff of the Paro, they tried to copy it. So let's say, as an example, like past 2 years, like something went on in the whole world, right? So people try to you know, find a solution, result, you know, something that could help it. So now, within that 2 years that has passed, things become better or worse?
Worse.
It's too fast.
Worse.
Now, the solution that they offered,
worse.
Did it help or did not help?
Worse.
Did it worse? Like, let's say, you know, there's some study, like, let's say, you know how accurate it is. They claim, like let's say, a kid, the Chas V'Shalom, that has the symptom by this virus, that might, you know, be very critical, that might, Chas V'Shalom, as a discussion sake, might be in danger, compared to 100 others that they use the solution. So that means 1 against 100. That's what the study shows. That means those that they use the solution is equal to the one that was, you know, went through the sickness. How could it be? So if you lose 100 compared to 1, which one you pick?
The 1.
No?
The one.
So why you pick the 100?
Because they don't know better. they believe in that.
I'm sorry? Yeah, so now here, so we see this story is not the oldest story. That means they, when they saw the blood, right? So then you make another blood. Why are you making another blood? So now I have a question for you. Let's say at the time that they saw the blood, they say, wow, this is not a normal thing. There's a creator. He's talking to us. He's giving us a message. He's trying to wake us up. Chatanu avinu pashanu. We're sorry. Here's your children. Take him. So what would happen?
Everything would stop.
Would you have Sephardi after it?
No.
Or Kinim?
No.
So why don't you do this? Yeah. And so now you see this story that we go through. Actually, the history is repeating itself. So now, if 2 years ago people say, this is not a normal thing. It's not like one neighborhood or one house or one city or one state. This is the whole Olam. So that means somebody's talking to us. Hatanu avinu pashanu. So now all the other repetition and, you know, different names that is coming about would not happen. But people say, no, do this, do that, take this, number one, number two, number three, number four. You know, why? Because you feel you can do the same thing. That means you competing with Ribono Shel Olam. So that's what happened in Mitzrayim. The people said, blood, what's a big deal? We can do it. Frog, we can do the same thing. Kinim, no, it's too small. We cannot do it. No. Etzba Elokim, this is hope. Okay, it's the hand of Hashem. So what did you do? Well, it's too much responsibility. Now let's have the next step. Why? Because you're not willing to admit that you're under the supervision of what is called the Balabait. And that's what exactly the story is not. Something that, you know, we read in the Torah. This is the lesson today, that unfortunately, till now, people, they're not willing to admit, we have to correct ourselves. And then you go on and on and on and on, and then, Chas v'Shalom, ever see, you know, the other steps that we get to Choshech HaMakat Becholot. But here at this time, we have opportunity to say Chatanu Avinu Pashanu, and then stop everything and everything go back to normal.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.